Stacey and Jay Spoo, East Coast Radio.
This is like a, it feels like a throwback Thursday.
Yeah, it really does feel like a throwback Thursday. Let us just check in on what's happening around the world news watch. Now, if you are like me and like many people around the world, who are obsessed with the Crime Channel and anything and everything that's associated to crime mystery stories on that channel on TV, then you must have heard about the latest news that evolve around Madeleine McCann, right? Even I remember the name, so I recently saw her posters resurfacing everywhere, including social media. And if I recall correctly, this is from 15 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. So just a little bit of a background story in case you've managed to never see this or hear this girl's name, which is remarkable. Madeleine McCann went missing from a resort in Portugal back in May of 2007. She was only 3 at the time. Yeah. Just the most like beautiful little blonde girl, big blue eyes, you know, happy family vibes. Her disappearance obviously sparked a massive manhunt. Everybody was like, what is going on? Because she's this, you know, young girl and this family went on a vacay to Europe and how could this happen? And photographs of Maddie at that age have resurfaced annually around her disappearance on her birthday, just in case, right? She was somewhere. And someone could go, oh, no, I've seen that child.
I know this girl.
Where in the world that would be, we don't know, right? So her body was never found. But last month, prosecutors declared a convicted German criminal as their prime suspect in her disappearance.
Yeah.
15 years later. The suspect, though, is yet to be actually like, you know, this is what you have done
wrong.
He
hasn't been charged yet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he's also now serving time for something else. But the parents themselves, bro, obviously have had to go through this. They went through this horrific incident 15 years ago. They continue to go through it every day, not knowing where their child is. They were recently on The Daily Show, and they have reassured everybody. As far as they're concerned, their child is still very much alive and is somewhere out there. And until they have actual evidence that she isn't out there somewhere, they will not rest.
Yeah, it's a crazy story indeed. Now, as Stacey said, there's been new evidence that connects a man by the name, Christian Bruckner. He's one of the original suspects. At some point, bro, if you recall, even the parents themselves,
oh yes,
were also under investigation for being behind the kidnapping and disappearance of their daughter. The full story, very crazy, is available for you to check out and read on ecr.co.za. Just click on the news tab.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.